to another episode. This is part two of it's like a continuation of our last episode or conversation, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so here we have Danny again.
Hi.
As always, a pro gamer.
Oh my god. Every time you call me a pro gamer, I die a little bit inside. Because I'm just so not a pro. I get arguably worse at games as I get through them. I'm getting better at Breath of the Wild, though. I'm really proud of that.
Yeah, but we are actually recording this intro at the end of everything. So, enjoy whatever we talked about.
We don't know what you're going to be listening to in the next however many minutes. It really could have gone any direction.
Literally. But yeah, enjoy the podcast.
I'm just looking at the more Twitch stuff bulletin.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about the fact that I will have a couple of weeks off of work, thank goodness, that I'm very grateful for. I'm not taking it for granted. I'm going to switch over to OBS.
Yes.
I know that it's supposed to be a very quick switch, but like in my brain, I need to do it when I'm not working.
Right.
Just because that's the way my brain works.
And that's fair. So you're going to have to switch to OBS, but also you're going to have to use Stream Elements for the alerts.
Okay. Yeah, that was like all my alerts. I'm not like, that's what I'm apprehensive about.
I think that part's going to take a while to get used to. But once you have everything set up, honestly, like you don't even have to think about it. Mm. It's just a setting up part that takes a little bit. But yeah, I can help you with that sometime.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I want to have a really bomb Twitch setup. I think I want to get new overlays.
Do it.
And I also want to get Halloween and Hanukkah specific overlays because those are going to be two things that I do on. And I think I want to make those an annual thing.
Yeah.
Like Streamica and then the 10-hour Halloween stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to do like long streams outside of those?
I don't know.
You should do a subathon while you're off.
I could do that. Well, actually, I was going to mention this to you. I don't know if I've texted you about this, or maybe I was just texting my brother, because my brother kind of knows about Twitch. He's one of the mods on my channel.
Yeah.
He's a Detroit sports fan. And I was telling him that I was thinking about implementing monthly sub goals, probably starting in January, because I feel like with 8 nights of Streamica and asking people to, like, donate to charity. And, like, I recently kind of did that whole big subathon. So, like, I don't want to ask for more money right now.
Hey, it's fair. I mean, some people but, have, like, multiple different goals on their screens at once.
Yeah. I was thinking of doing a monthly sub goal going forward. And then also, with the issues with my capture card, I was thinking of doing a specific donation goal, or like I guess it would be a tip, not donations, but tips for getting a better quality capture card.
Yeah,
because I literally spent like $15 on the Amazon one because I like had no money to spend on it.
Yeah,
but it was wigging out yesterday. It's not good. But I really want to like make my stream look really professional.
Yeah,
yours looks really professional.
I tried. I don't even have like an actual, like, because, you know, some people have, like, overlays that, like, includes, like, the latest sub, latest followers, and all the different things on the bottom or the top.
Yeah.
I just have, like, the webcam overlay and then, like, whatever goal I have going on, and that's all, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to keep it simple.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. Like, I think, because I don't know that, like, they all work for, like, all different streamers, like, have different things that work for them.
Yeah.
And I definitely appreciate the simplicity. And then I also appreciate having, like, all of the fine details. And, like, I've seen people have, like, they look like different things on different channels, but they have, like, an overlay of, like, whenever somebody cheers, it'll, like, have the little thing where it, like, collects little stickers or something. Do you know what I'm talking about? I don't know how to explain it.
I think I do, but I haven't seen it enough to remember.
I've only seen that on a couple people's channels, but, like, I think that's cute. I don't know what it's called, though. I don't know, but I definitely want, and, like, the scene transitions that some people have. So professional. I want to look like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I think I got all of my stuff on Etsy, because I didn't feel like commissioning anything.
Honestly, Etsy is the way to go. Especially if you're looking for stuff that isn't, like, that's really, really affordable. And, like, especially if you're still working kind of through what your brand is.
Yeah.
Not that you are. I'm just saying sort of generally speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Etsy has a lot of really, really, really good Twitch stuff. But, yeah. Okay, Stream Elements and OBS.
I still can't remember what the more Twitch stuff was about on the Google Doc. I think it really has to do with, like, taking breaks or something. I don't know.
Well, on taking breaks,
mm-hmm.
I am kind of hesitant to take breaks a lot of the time because I'm, like, afraid that when I come back, I'm going to have half the viewers.
Same. I feel like it's funny because, like, I have consistent viewerships, but it's not the same people. Like, I have the same number of viewers every time, but I always have different people watching me. And I realized, like, a couple of weeks ago, I realized one of my very, very OG viewer left my server. And I was like, I wonder how she's doing and stuff. Which I know she's going through a lot in her life.
Mm.
But yeah. I don't usually have, like, actual regulars that pop up. It would just be people that would pop up for, like, a couple of weeks and then leave. I feel like.
Mm.
Which is fair. Like, people got things to do. You don't have to be there all the time.
Yeah, well, like, because it's, I had somebody who was an OG, like, there from literally the very, very beginning, before I even was living in this current apartment, and took Twitch seriously, and then they left for, like, months, and now they're back in my stream.
Is this why I wonder if it is?
It probably is.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's, like, if people show up for a few weeks and then they disappear, like, they might come back in another, like, few weeks. Like, it cycles.
Yeah.
Or they might be lurking.
Yeah.
And just not in chat, but I don't know.
More on the break stuff, though. I am on a break right now.
Oh,
today's the last day of my break.
How has it gone for you?
It's been great. Part of me is like, I wanna stream, but I really needed this week off, I feel mm-hmm. like. Otherwise, I would just go crazy.
Absolutely. I think it's, like, really healthy to have time away. Now I'm kind of starting to remember what we maybe were saying that we wanted to talk about. But yeah, I think it's really healthy. Even if you enjoy doing something, you need time away from it sometimes.
Yeah. But speaking of Twitch,
mm-hmm.
I've been thinking of getting new mods.
Ooh.
Not necessarily, like, getting, you know, like, firing my old mods, but I think I would like people that are more active.
Yeah, I get that. I've actually been thinking about that, too. A little bit. Just, like, because there's a couple... Yeah, sorry, Anna. I hate to break it to you this way.
On the podcast, I'm fired.
Oh, my God. What a hot... Oh, my God.
We're gonna start drama.
How awful that have been.
We're about to cancel each other.
Just giving you some tea for your podcast, you know.
This is our first ever Twitch drama.
Oh no. No, I was because I was thinking like because Emily's a mod and my brother's a mod and you're a mod. And there's a couple other people in my community lately that I've been thinking like maybe they could be a mod too. Because also with, like, especially with my brother, he's, like, not really on my channel that often.
Yeah.
He only watches when I'm playing a game that he cares about.
Right.
And, like, also, like, I know that you, like, you and Emily are, like, there a lot of the time, but also, like, you're not, like, I just feel like it would be helpful to have, like, just a couple additional. They're on my channel a lot, and I feel like I trust their judgment.
Yeah.
Which is really, like, the most important thing.
Yeah. I think with being a mod, at first I felt the need to be there like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me. I know that you don't expect me to be there every time.
No, for sure not.
But I feel like, well, I'm a mod. I should just be there and be active and stuff. And it wasn't until recently that I was like, I need to set like a healthier boundary for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not totally. Not just the modding aspect, just like everything. But I don't even know who I want to mod for my own channel, honestly.
Well, I know who I don't want you. I know who I don't want modding your channel.
Wait. Oh no. Listen,
this person doesn't know how to respect a boundary, okay? That's all I'll say on the topic.
Wait, is this... Have they said anything else since?
Probably not, but like I just feel like it was a rocky start, and therefore...
I mean, you're right. But also, like, there hasn't been much interactions in chat.
Mm.
What if I mod you?
I mean, I would do it.
We don't have the same time slots, usually. Except for Wednesdays.
Oh, do we stream at the same time on Wednesdays?
You start a little bit before me.
Mm-hmm.
So you usually raid into me.
Yeah, I've been trying to remember. I've been kicking myself for literally months because, like, I stopped doing raids. But then, like, I stopped doing raids because in my brain there's, like, nobody. I don't know. But then, like, I kept forgetting to raid you for so long. And then I eventually wrote a sticky note because I wouldn't think about doing a raid at the end because I just hadn't done it in a while.
You're like, and then raid after Anna.
I literally have a sticky note. I was like, raid Anna in all caps. I had to, like, remind myself, because I need to have, like, a checklist of things that I always need to remember to do before and after stream.
Yeah.
Or, like, in the beginning and the end of stream, I mean.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Looking for people that I like who are live at the end of a stream is one of them that I need to start doing, because it just doesn't occur to me to do that.
Yeah.
Because I gave up on raids a long time ago, which I'm doing raids more now, but...
I think for me now, I usually would like try and hang out in people's streams. And then if I like them, then whenever I stream next and if they're streaming, then I would like raid out to them.
Yeah, that's a smart way to do it.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel whenever I raid out to someone random. Because like the one time that you raid out to someone, I still remember that night. They didn't say anything. The mods didn't say anything. And I was just like, I texted you. I was like, hey, I'm going to leave.
Was that one of the nights where somebody else suggested who I should raid to?
I can't remember. It was a couple weeks back. But I was like, this is awkward. I'm gonna leave.
See, part of me is like, I don't mind. Like, because only like once or twice I've raided people who have like a lot of viewers. Like literally like two different times.
Yeah.
I've raided people with like, who had a lot of viewers in that moment.
Yeah.
I usually don't do that. And when they don't keep up a conversation with me, like, that's okay with me because I'm like, they have a lot of people in their chat right now.
Yeah.
And they're, like, a bigger streamer. And, like, sometimes it's nice to just not have to keep up conversation after a stream.
See? That was not the night.
Mm.
It was somebody, I remember, it was someone playing Dead by Daylight, I think. And it was, she had no face cam.
Okay.
She had no face cam. She would just either talk to herself or, like, whoever that was in voice chat, maybe.
Wait, I do remember
but
this.
She was not talking to chat at all. And then, like, the mod wasn't really acknowledging any of us either.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'll give her, like, a minute and see.
Right. Because sometimes, like, the alert doesn't happen right away. Like, sometimes there's a delay.
I don't think there was an alert.
That's why I gave up raiding for so long, because I had, like, too many bad experiences blind raiding people.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, well, I'm just gonna fucking... And also, like, I don't usually go on a raid unless I have, like, five people that are gonna come with me.
Yeah.
Because in my brain, I'm like, oh, well, if I just end stream now, it's, like, not a big deal. But, like, I understand if you have, like, a lot of viewers not wanting to, like, leave them high and dry.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I am trying to do raids more now, and I'm trying to be more intentional with them.
Yeah.
So like with you and a couple of the people that, there's one person that raided me a little while ago who I feel like I would like to raid them.
Yeah.
If they're alive when I'm ending. But I've been intending on making just like a list of people that, like, I know that if they are live, mm-hmm. I'm always good to go raid them.
Yeah. Part of me wants to change my stream schedule just so I can raid out to you, because you always start before me. Like on Wednesday, we both stream on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but you stream way early on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And then you stream like maybe you end like maybe an hour or two before me on Wednesdays.
Oh, so I couldn't assist. I've raided you a couple of times on Wednesdays, probably on the nights that like I stream a little bit later than I normally would.
Yeah.
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 I'm excited for us to play It Takes Two together in January. Like a whole month from now.
That'll be so much fun.
I'm excited.
I also bought A Way Out.
Oh.
It's also by the same developers.
Wait a second. I know. I'm going to Google that right now because I think I know what you're talking about. I think I saw somebody play that on stream once. I didn't like really stick around and watch it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to spoil games for myself, but I did see somebody play that game. Ooh, we can play that one.
Should we do It Takes Two first?
Since
they're not really like related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm down for that.
Do you have your storage space now?
I do. I have better storage. So now I can actually do it.
Okay.
I fixed the problem.
Oh yeah, also.
Uh-huh.
What games do you think I should play? Like, I only stream 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm also considering changing my days of the week too. I don't know yet. But should I do like more like less intense games first? Like so, like starting off of like either Stardew or Animal Crossing like on Mondays, and then like play Genshin on Saturday since it's the weekend.
And like you have more time on the weekend to play Genshin.
Yeah.
See, that's what I did for Breath of the Wild. I specifically chose Saturdays because I knew that I would want to play it for long periods of time.
Yeah.
You definitely could do that. My thought was to... So, I have specific games that I play on specific days, as you know. Like, I do the 100 Baby Challenge on Wednesdays specifically.
Right.
Fridays are horror / creepy games.
Yeah.
And then I only ever play Breath of the Wild on Saturdays. And, like, it works for me because then I'm never worried about, like, oh, I don't know what to play today, which was something that I did have to worry about before I established the schedule.
Yeah.
But I will say my one flag about it, and I'm still obviously doing this, like, it's not a big enough deal for me to stop the system that I have.
Yeah.
But my one flag about it is that it forces you to not complete games as quickly. I mean, like, I am taking forever to get through Breath of the Wild because I'm only ever playing it on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And I've been playing it basically for, like, honestly what feels like almost a year now.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's just, like, one flag. If you're a completionist about games and if you... I don't know. It's just something to think about. It forces you to, like, wait a whole week sometimes before you continue gameplay, if that makes sense.
I mean, I do like to complete games. Like, with Stardew Valley, I want to, like, hit 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still at 59. I'm stuck at 59 for forever. But I think for me, it's, like, because some people, you know how some people come in for certain games?
Yeah.
And I don't want to just, like, play one game for like days and then switch. Like,
yeah, I see.
I don't know if that makes sense. Like,
no, it does. It does. And I think that is a good point. Like, I do think there are certain people that, you know, come to my stream for specific games, like Breath of the Wild is one of them, I think. And yeah, like if I were to take a really long time off of Breath of the Wild, then I would lose those viewers for a while. That's definitely something to think about. And I think it could help, like, with average numbers, maybe, if you can have, like... Or, I don't know that it would help with average numbers, but it might impact your average numbers if you, you know, spread out the games a little bit more.
Yeah.
I say try it. And if it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. But at least you tried it.
Should I do 4 days?
Only... I think about what you think you can handle. And maybe do one less day than that, or you could do the thing that I do, is like every other Friday, just to like force yourself to sort of set a boundary.
I was thinking earlier as we were recording, I was like, what if we do one live podcast a month?
That could be cool.
It'd just be like a just chatting.
No, that would be fun on Twitch.
That'd be fun. Yeah,
I would be down. I think we could at least try it.
No errors allowed.
No errors allowed. It's so funny too, because it's like on a podcast, I can put my foot in my mouth, but then you can edit it out. It's funny because, like, I would have thought that me saying stupid shit would be more of a problem than it is on Twitch. Because you're live streaming and people are watching you in real time,
Yeah.
and you can't just take things back, and you can't just pretend that you didn't say something.
Right. What if next time we just like actually video chat, so you know?
Yeah, that would work. We could do that. It's probably, I think that's how a
It'd
lot
probably help with our posture too.
of. There you go. Yeah. No, that sounds like a good plan. But wait. That'll be the first time that we're like looking at each other while we're talking to each other.
Because we've only seen each other on stream.
Yeah, like only one of us is like available visually at a
You want to
time.
do it right now?
Sure.
Too soon?
I don't know. I don't think I was mentally prepared, but yeah, no, I'm good. Turn on camera. I don't know. Where's my. Oh, that's me. Oh, goodness.
I need a minute. I wasn't prepared.
Listen, you you brought
had
this
to
up.
turn out I have to turn on my light. Hold on. Where's the Is it working?
You're loading.
Why
It
is
says
it
you're loading.
loading? Why?
I don't know. 'Cause you're in Texas. I don't know. It doesn't have anything to do with
What's that
it.
supposed to mean? Because I'm in
I don't
Texas.
know. You know the distance. Yeah, no, it's still loading.
Hold on, hold on,
Do
hold
you
on.
see me?
I see you.
Oh.
Wait. That's weird. Why are you not people listening to this just like what the fuck is going on?
They just like struggle. We are on the struggle bus. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Damn.
Why is it not working for you?
Here. Wait, is your phone on airplane mode?
My phone? It is not. It is not on airplane mode.
I'll FaceTime with
Hello? I literally can't with you. Wait, I'm turning off my camera then. Hello. Hi.
Hello, hi.
Oh, you're in surround sound. I hear you in my headphones and also from my phone.
You
That's
should
trippy.
mute your mic.
Oh, okay, I'm muted.
No, mute your phone mic.
Oh, mute my phone mic? Okay. I'm not technologically advanced, okay? Listen. I don't know what I'm doing ever at any time.
For those who are listening, I think in the future I want to start doing like video podcasts and put on YouTube.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then
We're gonna be big YouTube stars.
that'd be great. I think for like, 'cause then we can do dumb stuff and people can see it. And then for 'cause right now people are only listening. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I do quite enjoy a podcast where you can like, because there's a couple podcasts that I really, really enjoy, and I know for a fact that they are looking at each other when they're talking,
Yeah.
but they don't record it and they don't put it on YouTube, so I like wish that I could watch them.
Yeah.
So I'm down for this.
Yeah. Yeah, for those listening, we're FaceTiming right now. Cause
Hey.
my Discord's playing me.
My Discord's playing me.
Literally.
I don't FaceTime with anybody. I need you to know.
Oh, I just
I
called
don't
you.
do this. You didn't give me a choice. My mom will FaceTime me out of the blue and she's like, "Is this okay?" And I'm like, "Well, I already answered, so what am I
I mean,
supposed to do
you
now?"
could have declined.
Not my own mother.
No, me.
Oh, well, no, I'm not gonna decline you. Now you and my mother are the only two who are allowed to FaceTime me.
What about Emily?
Oh, I guess she could if she wanted to.
Well, she has an Android, right?
She does. Emily does have a, I think she does have an Android,
I was
yes.
gonna say something. When she shared her screenshot, I was like, not an iPhone?
You can feel free to like fucking zing her on
I mean,
that.
she's gonna hear this and be like, what?
Emily, get an iPhone. Because listen, when I react to her messages, I know for a fact that in her on her phone, it's like, Danny reacted with, I'm like, just switch over. Whatever, it's fine.
We're gonna pressure her to do it.
She's not gonna listen. She doesn't care about my opinion.
We're gonna crowdfund her phone.
Emily, how do you feel about Emily? Are you listening?
We'll just like cut this clip out and be like, here, listen.
just from us to you. Please get an iPhone. Yeah, please and thank you.
Yeah.
For us.
And then she'll be the third person in our like FaceTime group.
I really want to record a podcast with her. I think I know she gets shy sometimes, but when she is comfortable,
yeah,
she's like the funniest person I know.
Do you want to like take over the podcast and just be the host and then interview her?
For the one that she's on?
Yeah.
If it happens, yes. I kind of feel like she will never want to be on a podcast. She doesn't want to be known in that way. I want her to have a Twitch channel and she won't even do that.
Do it, Emily.
Emily would be a fucking hilarious Twitch streamer. I think it would be great.
Yeah, I've never talked to her aside from like chatting in your chat. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Take my word for it. She would be amazing on Twitch.
I believe
if she ever wanted to do it.
I believe it. Just slowly bring her on.
She would never agree. I'm gonna text Emily now.
Hey, I'll do it.
Me and Aunt.
Give me her number and be like, hey.
What if, oh my god, me just fucking giving you her number without telling her first? There's a part of me that, like, wonders if she would truly be okay. Like, I think 50% she would actually be 100% okay with it, and 50% I would have really crossed a boundary there, and I'm not sure which, I don't know which one would win.
Yeah. It's okay, I'll just message her on Discord and be like, hey, listen.
Listen.
You'd be a really great streamer. That too.
Yeah. No, I really think she would be very, I think she has like a chaotic vibe that is like complimentary to ours, but not the same.
Oh, imagine we become our own little stream team.
The chaotic, I don't know, chaotic.
The three musketeers.
Just the three of us?
Yeah.
We're not going to expand. I've seen that there are applications open, but I have not even once thought about applying to any of them yet.
Wait, they've opened?
For one of them that I know about, I know that their applications are open. But in my brain, like, I want to have my shit together more before I try to really connect, like, make, like, network and, like,
yeah,
make connections with other streamers.
For sure. So more of the story is Emily needs a Twitch.
She does.
And to be on this podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
The world needs to know. Emily needs to be known. Lovely personality. Lovely human. One of my favorite humans on this planet needs to be known by the world. So, Emily, get on that. She talks about all the time about, like, me being a famous Twitch streamer.
Mm-hmm.
And in my brain, like, anytime I picture what that might be like,
yeah,
she is always part of it. Like, I in my brain, she would be, like, the friend that, like, people know that she's, like, my bestie that, like, comes on the stream sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's in my brain. That's, like, she has to be involved in some way or another. She doesn't have a choice.
She's trapped.
Yes, she's trapped.
Good.
I should, sorry, I'm looking at the time now. I should probably,
you know, that's what I was gonna say earlier. I was like, we're not gonna do 2 hours. It's okay.
And that, you know what? You know what? I would have started earlier. I have like this bad habit of like, I will not start my day until the afternoon unless I have to go to work. So like, the whole morning is shot. Like, I really thought last night when I was going to bed, I was like, yeah, I'll wake up at, like, 9, I'll go straight to the grocery store, I'll do some laundry throughout the day, I'll record the podcast, and then I didn't even leave my bed until, like, 1 p.m. So
that's fair. I didn't leave my bed till noon, so that's the same time.
Hey. Yeah, we literally got out of bed at the same time. That's really funny. But yeah. And after my stream tonight, I'm gonna be cooking to meal prep.
Cooking stream?
I almost was gonna do a cooking stream for Streamica for Hanukkah, and then I didn't.
Next time.
Maybe one day. One of these days.
Yeah. Well, it's been fun.
Yeah, this is good. It feels good to have caught up after so long.
I know. I mean, we technically do catch up in streams, but we haven't actually sat down and talked.
Yeah. I didn't get all the tea. I just got snippets of the tea in my stream chat.
All right.
No, this is good. Next time we'll do this face to face.
Yeah. And then one day we'll be like in person.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I never know how to end. It'll be up when it's up. And the next one will be up when it's up as well. You just don't expect it to be regular. Yeah. Or on a regular schedule, because it's never on a regular schedule. So
life be crazy, though.
It is, but yeah. Take care of yourselves. Also, thank you for being on here again.
You're welcome.
Follow Danny
it
everywhere.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, follow me everywhere. Follow me to work. Follow me on my way home. I'm kidding. I'm such a comedian.
Love
Thanks
that.
Thanks for listening.
Yep. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.